感谢主耶稣带领，让我们大家继续在这里守圣日的聚会。
Hallelujah, thank the Lord for His guidance so that we can continue to keep His holy day here.
那么今天跟明天的我们的灵修会呢，小弟就要以打在前面的这个主题哈，寻求生命的意义当做我们这次的主题。
So for this weekend services and our spiritual cultivation seminar, I would like to take as the theme seeking the meaning of life.
寻求生命的意义这个题目。
Now, when we speak about this topic, the meaning of life,
应该是在我们一生开始的时候就要去思考的。
It's actually a question we should be asking, even at the very beginning of our life.
假如我们未曾去思考这个问题，
But if you've never thought about this question,
也许我们错过了我们人生的一大半了。
Then you might have missed, the greater part of your life already.
人生有意义吗？
Does human life have meaning after all?
生命有意义吗?
Is there any sense to living?
如果生命没有意义,
If there's no meaning to living,
为什么人活着跟动物活着是不一样的?
Why is it that human life is still different from animal life?
为什么死的一个人跟死的一头狗不一样?
Why is it different when a person dies, than when a dog dies?
如果生命是没有意义的,
If life were meaningless,
人跟动物又有什么区别?
Then what would the difference be between humans and animals?
人跟一般的草木又有什么分别?
How would we be different from the grass or the trees or plants?
如果生命是有意义的,
But if life is meaningful,
那么生命的意义是什么呢?
Then what is the meaning of life?
如果我们不懂得生命的意义是什么?
Indeed, if we do not understand the meaning of life,
我们却活了人生的一大半了。
But have still just passed through life without asking.
我们还要这样的浑浑噩噩的、糊里糊涂的在过半辈子吗？
You need to ask yourself, are you willing to live in this way, in a very vague and directionless way for the rest of your life?
人的生命是有意义的。
Indeed, human life is meaningful.
可以从几个方向来思考。
And we can think about this from a few different angles.
因为在动物界里头，只有人才会去思考意义的东西。
Because in all of the animal kingdom, only human beings have the power to think.
当我们开始去思考生命到底有没有意义的时候，
When we start to think about this question, does life have any meaning?
就是告诉我们人的思想里面有意义这个东西。
This already tells us that within our thoughts there exists something that is called, that we call meaning.
如果人不懂得什么叫做意义，就不需要去探求意义这个东西了。
Because if we did not have any sense of what quote meaning was, we wouldn't need to look for it.
所以西方有一位哲学家，他就这样说了。
So a philosopher once said the following:
人是会思想的芦苇。人是一根会思想的芦苇。
A human being is like a reed or a stalk that knows how to think.
他的意思是说，从我们这个躯体啊，我们这个身材也是一根管子，远远的、远远的这样的一根管子，跟这个芦底啊、芦苇是没有两样的。
And what he meant by this comparison is that when you think about it, the human body is in fact a long, tubular body, not that much different from a reed, how a reed is structured.
我的身材比较像啊，你比较扁呐、啊，我是比较圆呐、啊、以我的身材来看，这个远远的啊，中间也是一条管子啊，跟这个芦底、芦苇是一样的。
And if you look at anyone's body, you can see that in the midst of this tube, in the midst of this round body, this cylindrical body, there is a tube running through it.
好，在秋天的时候，在河边有很多的芦苇。
Now in the autumn, if we are by a lake, we can see a lot of reeds growing.
他们只活了一个秋天。
They only live for one season.
冬天来的时候就死掉了。
And they die when the winter comes.
人的生命短暂，也像就像是这样子。
And actually, human life is short in a similar manner.
但是呢，我们跟芦苇是不一样的。
But we are different from reeds in a very fundamental way.
因为芦苇没有灵魂。
Because reeds do not, a reed does not have a soul.
我们人有灵魂。
But a human being does.
外体躯壳是一致一样的，相似的。
We may seem to be structurally similar to how a reed is built.
短暂的存留也是一样的。
And in the same way as a reed, our existence is also transient.
一个秋天跟数十寒暑的生命，把它投进到无限的历史当中， 都是等于零，所以是一样的。
If you take the a lifetime that is one season, or if you take the lifetime that is many years, if you throw them both into the infinite, they're actually the same.
但是人是会思想的芦苇。
However, human beings are a human being is a reed that can think.
那这个思想的能力，思考的能力是神赐给我们的。
And God has given us this power to think.
神是自主的神。
Now God is a sovereign God.
在天上、地下、地底下，他都能够按着自己的旨意来行事。
In all matters, in heaven or in earth or below, He does as He wills.
他的旨意在天上是通行无阻的。
God's will is unimpeded in the heavens.
很有绝对的主权。
God has absolute power.
那么神他赐给我们这样的形象。
God, this God has given us His likeness.
我们按着他这个自主的形象被造的时候，我们就有自主性。
So because God has a sovereign will, and we are built in His likeness, when we were created, we also have a sovereign will of our own.
我们成为有灵的活人。
And this is how we became living. Breathing spiritual beings.
然后我们就能够思考。
And this is also why we are able to reflect.
不但会思考，并且我们会去思考到底有没有意义。
Now, not only are we able to reflect and think, we can ask the question, is there such a thing as meaning?
我们喜欢做有意义的事情。
We tend to like to do things that are meaningful.
比如说一朵玫瑰花。
If we take a rose as an example,
其实是没有什么价值的。
Actually, it might not have any great value.
可能一块美金可以买到一大束的玫瑰花。
You might be able to buy a dozen or a bunch of roses with not so many dollars.
但是这个玫瑰花如果是你送给太太的话呢，那么它就变成很有价值了。
However, if you take these same roses and you give them as a gift to your wife, then they become very valuable indeed.
它就不是一百块的美金，或是一万块的美金所能够代表的。
It's something that cannot even be purchased, be symbolized with $100 or even $1,000.
它就不再是价格的问题，是价值的问题。
Then it's not, there's no longer a matter of price, but a matter of value.
所以当你从你的背后拿出来送给太太的时候，你看她脸上惊讶的表情，你就会很快乐。
So when you take the dozen roses from behind your back and present it to your wife, you can see her a delighted expression.
玫瑰花可能早就枯萎了。
And maybe the roses that you gave your wife have long since withered.
但是先生用玫瑰花来表达爱意，那个意义呢，爱的意义呢，存留在太太的内心里头。
But the love that the husband wants to express through these roses lives forever in the wife's heart.
为什么这个玫瑰花变成非常的有价值呢？
So why is it that a rose can become so valuable?
因为当我们送给我们心爱的人的时候，我们就给他一个意义在里面。
Because once we give it the rose to someone that we love, we impart meaning to this rose.
所以我们会做有意义的事情。
So we all know how to do things like this that are meaningful.
我们不喜欢去做无聊的事情。
We tend not to like to do things that are meaningless or boring.
当我们在一个时间、一个空间里面找不出这件事情到底有什么意义的时候，我们就会说很无聊。
If we happen to be doing something but we can't figure out why or what the reason is for doing it, then we might say, this is pointless.
然后那个无聊的感觉会让一个人不想活下去。
And this feeling of meaninglessness or utter boredom robs you of your will to live.
所以人活着一定要去寻求有意义的这个事情。
So as long as a person is alive, they really need to seek out meaning.
这就是神给我们的本能。
And this is a power, a faculty that God gives to us.
那么圣经呢，也告诉我们这样的一个思想。
And the Bible also shares this thought.
我们请看诗篇四十九篇。
Please turn to Psalm 49.
诗篇四十九篇。
Psalm 49.
诗篇四十九篇，我们请看第八节。
Psalm 49, verse 8.
八节我们看到第十二节。
From verse 8 to verse 12.
这里说叫他长远活着不见朽坏，因为属他生命的价值极贵，只可永远罢休。第十节，他见智慧人死，又见愚顽人和畜类人一同灭亡，将他们的财货留给别人。第十一节，他们心里思想，他们的家世必永存，住宅必留到万代，他们以自己的名称自己的地。十二节，但人尊居尊贵中不能长久，如同死亡的畜类一样。我们再看二十节。
Let's also read verse 20.
人在诸过中而不醒悟，就如死亡的畜类一样。好，这段圣经啊，主要是告诉我们，人在这个世上其实是没有什么盼望的。
Through this verse, the Lord wants to tell us that human beings actually do not have much hope in life.
他可能啊，求得了荣华富贵。
Maybe a person has gotten prestige or wealth.
但是呢，当他离开人世的时候，什么都不能带去。
When this person leaves the human world, they cannot take anything with them.
他为人生有很多的计划。
Maybe a person has a lot of plans for their life.
可是当他到了他归到他历代的祖宗那里的时候呢，他就永远见不到光了。
But when this person returns and follows the way of his ancestors, he will no longer see the light.
人看起来很有尊贵性。
Sometimes it seems that human beings can be very noble.
因为他活在荣华富贵当中。
Especially those who live in power and wealth.
可是人在尊贵中如果不醒悟的话呢，他就会像死亡的畜类一样。
But if a person has power and wealth but does not have understanding, this person is actually like a beast.
所以这个意思是告诉我们，虽然人啊，活在这个物质非常文明啊、非常享受的时代，但是我们的悟性一定要醒悟的。
It tells us that even though we live in a very enlightened or very advanced society or civilization, we still need to have this kind of understanding.
不然的话呢，我们的死亡就跟一般的畜类是一样的。
Otherwise, when we die, our death will be no different than the death of an animal.
可是当我们在尊贵中也能够醒悟的时候，我们就跟畜类不一样了。
But if in the midst of our riches we have this kind of understanding, our life will become different than that of an animal.
有很多当爸爸的人呐、啊，晚上睡觉的时候啊。都会打鼾呐、啊，会咣咣咣咣打鼾呐、啊，有打鼾声。
Now a lot of the fathers, when they sleep, they tend to snore loudly.
那个如果你家里有小孩子的话，他常常会把家里的秘密啊告诉他的阿姨啊、伯伯、叔叔啊。
And if you have kids in the house, they often tell your family secrets to aunts and uncles.
我那个女儿啊，她小的时候。
And when my daughter was very young,
有一次啊，教会有一位阿姨过来的时候啊，她就说：“阿姨，我跟你讲一个秘密。”
One time she saw an auntie from church and she said, "Auntie, let me tell you a secret."
她跟那个阿姨说：“我爸爸晚上睡觉的时候，像那个胖祖祖一样，呱呱呱呱呱这样一直叫嘞。”
And she said, "When my dad sleeps at night, his snoring makes him sound like a big fat pig."
这个秘密被传出去了，这个传到脸上就很无光了。
And so when the secret became common knowledge, I was suddenly quite chagrined.
我知道之后就叫他过来问说，爸爸睡觉的时候你说很像胖祖祖，对不对？
And I called my daughter and I said to her, "Now you say that when I sleep, I sound like a big fat pig."
可是爸爸会抱你去到带你去很多地方啊，带你到这个商店去买东西啊，会带你上教会啊。那这样爸爸像不像胖祖祖啊？那这样爸爸你这样就不像胖祖祖了。
And I said, "But I also take you to the store to buy things. I bring you to church. Am I still like a pig when I'm doing those things?" And she said, "No, then you're not."
那么我就跟她讲。
And then I said the following to her.
可是哦，爸爸看你哦，有时候在打瞌睡啊，趴着打瞌睡的时候，你打瞌睡，你睡着睡都会流口水啊，很像那个外面那个小狗狗一样。
And I said, "Well, I said to my daughter, let me tell you something. Sometimes when I see you going to sleep, you drool a lot. And so it seems to me that you're like the little dog that salivates."
现在我要强调的就是说，当我们睡着的时候。
And the point I want to make is that when we are asleep,
有的人就是大字一个大字横开啊，他这个整个大床都站着。
Some people are spread-eagled, as if they're holding something very large in their bodies.
小朋友打瞌睡就会流口水。
And children, when they sleep, oftentimes will drool.
可能大人啊，睡觉的时候会打鼾。
And sometimes their parents may snore in their sleep.
看起来这个跟一般的动物的表现呢是没有什么差别的。
So if we look at this kind of phenomenon, it seems that when we're asleep, we're not so different from ordinary animals.
但是当他醒过来的时候，
But when a person wakes up,
他去做他该做的事情，
and they do the things that they should do,
他就活力十足的来开始工作，
and they have energy to perform all of their responsibilities.
那个时候他就跟一般动物不一样了。
At that moment, this person has become very different from any other animal.
生命就是要这样。
And this is what life should be like.
要醒悟。
We need to be awake.
所以保罗他也告诉我们。
And this is why Paul also tells us.
要做智慧人。
understand, be a man of wisdom.
在这个末世啊非常邪恶的时代啊，不要当愚昧人。
In this wicked and evil generation, do not be a fool.
我们要活着像一个智慧人。
Instead, you must live as a wise man.
那这个智慧人就是他的悟性要清明啊，要醒悟过来。
And what does it mean to be wise? It means that our understanding has to be enlightened.
也就是说他要认真地面对他的生命。
This means that a person has to seriously confront their life.
他不需要对他的生命来负责任。
And this means that a person must take responsibility for their own life.
他该怎么样对他的生命负责任呢？
And how is it that a person takes responsibility for their life?
他要知道他生命的意义是什么。
That person needs to know the meaning of their life.
可是我们从伊甸园之后，我们看亚当夏娃。
However, from history after the Garden of Eden,
他们过着被咒诅的生活。
We see how Adam and Eve lived lives under the curse.
他们工作当中所流的汗水跟地面所长出的荆棘都要见证他们的罪。
And the sweat that poured from their brows as well as the thorns that grew from the earth were all a testimony to their sin.
所以当人离开伊甸园，离开神的面。
So when human beings left the presence of God in the Garden of Eden,
在这个世界呢漂流
and began to roam about throughout the earth,
要劳苦要愁烦才能够得到糊口
they needed to work hard and labor and worry in order to receive their daily bread.
人离开神之后
So we see that when people leave the presence of God,
流浪迷失在这个世界
they become lost and roam throughout the world.
人的悟性没有清明
and their understanding is cloudy.
人一直在这个世间呢，劳苦愁烦，生老病死。
And so everyone lives through this life in this world, living, becoming ill, dying.
所以要寻求生命的意义。
So when we want to seek for the meaning of life,
就是要从迷失当中归回。
This also means that we are finding our way after being lost.
要归回神。
And finding our way back to God.
要归回圣经。
Finding our way back to the Bible.
才能够真正的去寻求生命的意义。
Because this is the only way we can truly hit upon the meaning of life.
那么我们这两天啊，跟各位要连续有六堂课啊，跟大家来谈这个题目。
Now, over the next, today and tomorrow, we have six sessions total in which we will discuss this question.
生命的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of life?
第一个就是要享受神的爱。
The first meaning of life is that our life is made so that we enjoy the love of God.
生命不是没有意义的。
And life is not meaningless.
人不是偶然来到世上的。
Human beings did not suddenly appear randomly on earth.
我们的存在不是一个荒谬。
And our existence is not simply a vain mockery.
我们也不是为虚空而来。
And we did not come simply to live in vanity.
也不是为了将来啊受审判灭亡来存在的。
And we did not come into this world to one day be judged and fall into condemnation.
这个问题3500年前摩西他就好好的思考过了。
3500 years ago, Moses already pondered this question.
我们来读读他所写的诗篇。
Now let's read the psalm that he wrote.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
我们先来看第十四节。
Psalm 90, verse 14.
九十篇十四节。
Psalm 90, verse 14.
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。生命的内容如果充满欢呼喜乐，这样才有价值，才有意义。
Now, a meaningful life is a life that is filled with joy and song.
那么要怎么样才能够欢呼喜乐呢？
So how is it that we may sing for joy in our life?
就是我们的生命中不能缺少神的爱。
The way to do this is to never be lacking the love of God in our life.
从第一节开始啊，他一直在叹息人生。
From verse 1 of the psalm, the author continues to lament human life.
后来他就感觉到应当向神来求慈爱。
But then he starts to realize that he, in fact, needs to seek after God's love.
在一声叹息就过去的这样的短暂的生命里面呢，能够早早来保得神的慈爱。
And he learns that in the midst of this meaningless life, a person needs to grasp hold of and be filled with the love of God.
这是虚空中的不虚空。
And this is meaning in the midst of meaninglessness.
好像这个孩子出生的时候啊，就是要来享受父母的爱。
Just as when an infant is born, it is born into the love of its parents.
我们大概都是在一直期待我们的儿女能够出生。
And parents are always very expectant and waiting for their children to be born and arrive.
你看一对青年男女啊，他们有这个爱情之后，他们结婚了，然后就生出下一代。
So when a young man and a young woman fall in love, they marry and then they have their next generation of children.
孩子还没有出生的时候呢，也帮他取个名字啦，也买了很多的东西啊，等到这个孩子出生。
And while before the child is born, they think up a name and they buy all the things that the child will need.
像我那个女儿，她要出生之前，哇，全家人全部动员了，一个人都想好几个名字，来来比比看，哪个名字比较好。
I remember before my daughter was born, everyone in my family thought up all different kinds of nominations for names that we discussed.
那我就想到一个名字说，因为我是姓赵嘛，那么就把这个女儿给她取名叫赵雅琪好了，好像觉得不错嘛，赵雅琪好像不错。
And so I originally had a name that I thought was quite suited to my last name. I wanted to call her Zhao Yaqi.
但是后来一直念到最后说不可以了。 赵雅琪，赵雅琪，这个女孩子怎么可以一天到晚都在赵雅琪呀？
But when we actually thought about the name, in Taiwanese, it can also be a pun for someone who frequents the night market. So we thought, oh, this name won't work either.
她还没有出生，大家都为她取名字了。And
so before she was born, everyone was trying to think of a good name for her.
我想应该没有父母亲生孩子是这样生的。And
so, I think almost every parent goes through this process.
就是两个夫妻啊商量之后说，哎，以后我们结婚了，万一如果我们吵架的话，那两个人都冷战都不讲话，那怎么办？那很好啊，我们就生一个孩子来当传令兵好了。没有人这样生孩子的啦，没有说要生一个把孩子当传令兵生出来这样，是要生他来爱他的啦。
And there are no parents who sit down before their child is born and say, well, one day if we're fighting and we are not speaking to each other, let's have a child so we can have a messenger between us. That's not the way parents think. Instead, they have children so that they can love them from the time they are born.
所以我们说，这个孩子出生就是爱情的结晶。
And so we say that when a child is born, this is the crystallization of love.
也是一个爱情的延伸。
And it is also the deepening or the extension of love.
要把两个人的爱把它扩大。
And it is a way that two people's love for each other can be magnified.
要把两个人的爱把它延续到下一代的生命。
And a way that the love can be passed on to a new generation of life.
所以这个夫妻的爱它有一个创造性，创造力在里头。
So the love between a husband and a wife has a great creative power.
本来是两个生活在不同地方的人。
Originally, the husband and wife were two people who lived in different circumstances.
可是两个人都有爱的需求。
But they both have a need for love.
然后他就找到一个对象了。
And so they found their partner in each other.
本来他的爱是在他内心里面的。
Originally, their love resided in their heart.
可是那个爱要一定要向外发展。
But love always has to grow outwards.
他必须要去爱。
And so each of them needed to love.
因为这个爱有一个创造性。
Because love has its creativity.
有一个主动性。
And it has its own self-motivating power.
要往外发展。
And to expand.
两个人都是这样, 所以他们就找到了对象。
And so because both people felt that way, they found each other.
然后他们就是创造出一个他们两个人的属于他们两个人的爱情的故事。
And so together they are able to create their own their common story of love.
那不但造了一个爱的故事，而且要创造出下一代的生命来。
And so not only do they write a story of love together, they create the next generation.
就是本来没有的，但是现在把它造出来了。
And this is where nothing existed before, they create life.
那这个跟神的爱是一样的。
Now this is similar to the love of God.
神是爱。
God is love.
他怎么表达他的爱呢?
How does God express his love?
很自然他就创造。
And very naturally through his creation.
所以创造就是神爱的延伸。
So creation is the extension of the love of God.
神要彰显他的爱。
And God wants to magnify his love.
要表达他的爱。
To express his love.
他就创造人类了。
And so he created human beings.
创造一个接受他爱的这样的一个对象出来。
And he created people who could receive his love.
所以神造我们人是要让我们来享受他的爱。
So God created us so that we could enjoy his love.
好像父母亲把孩子生出来之后呢，就是要爱父，爱这个孩子的。
Just as parents have children so that they can love the children.
父母的爱要全部都放在这个儿女的身上。
And that all the love of the parents will be poured into the lives of their children.
这就是生命的第一个意义。
This is the first meaning of life.
好，我们都是在神的期待，在神的计划，在神的创造当中来到这个世界的。
Now all of us came into this world through the hope, the plan, expectation, and the creation of the Lord.
所以一定有神的恩典，神的爱。
And this means that as a matter of course, we will enjoy God's grace and His love.
但只是很多人离开神。
However, a lot of people leave God.
他并没有靠近神。
A lot of people do not draw near to the Lord.
不懂得去领受神的爱。
And do not know that they can receive love from God.
所以在这个世上就漂流了。
And as a result, they drift throughout this world.
他们受了很多的伤痕。
People suffer many kinds of hurts.
他们经历过很多的痛苦。
And they may go through a lot of suffering.
有些人他们能够回转。
And some people are able to turn back.
他们找到神。
They're able to find God.
找到爱的源头。
To find the source of love.
然后呢，就投身在神的怀抱里面。
And to throw themselves into the embrace of God.
他就开始享受神的爱。
And when they do this, they begin to enjoy the love of God.
神的爱就是我们在缺陷当中的富足。
God's love is the riches in the midst of our lack.
神的爱是我们痛苦当中的安慰。
God's love is the comfort in the midst of our tears.
神的爱呢，也是我们虚空中的满足。
God's love is the satisfaction in the midst of meaninglessness.
也是我们患难中的帮助。
And is the help in times of need.
所以生命里头有神的爱才是有意义的。
So only if life is filled with the love of God does it have meaning.
离开神的面，生命就变成虚空了。
If we leave the face of God, turn away from the face of God, then life becomes empty.
那我们现在要来认识神的爱是什么。
So now let's investigate more closely what God's love is.
我们请看罗马书第五章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章，我们请看第六节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
五章第六节，我们看到第八节。
From verse 6 to verse 8.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。第七节，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。这个地方是提到神借着基督来彰显他的爱。
Here we learn that God manifested his love through Christ.
基督是按着所定的日期为我们死。
Christ died at the appointed time for sinful human nature beings.
2000年前他来到世上。
He came to this world 2000 years ago.
他那个时候并没有先征求我们的意见，他就已经为我们钉在十字架上了。
He came without first consulting us and went ahead and died for us on the cross.
连我们的祖父母都还没有出生的年代。
Even before our grandparents and ancestors were born,
2000年前他就为我们受死了。
2000 years ago he already suffered death for us.
在那么远的那个年代当中，
in such a far away time,
他已经为2000年后要出生的人钉在十字架上。
He already died on the cross for people who would be born 2000 years later.
神的爱是贯穿时空的。
And God's love endures throughout space and time.
是按着所定的日期。
AndIt comes at the appointed time.
表示说这个不是偶然发生的事情。
Now this phrase means that God did not decide to do this randomly.
这整个是在神的计划当中的。
But that everything was done out of God's plan.
所以神是计划他怎么样爱我们。
So God had already been planning how he would love us.
而不是随 是临时啊，这个凑巧碰上的，这样就啊，那这样我们爱你好了，不是这个意思的。
And it wasn't just a coincidence or that God one day just decided, well, I guess I will love you.
是在神的计划当中。
But all of this was done in the full planning of God.
是在神所看重的这样一个时间所安排的时间来发生的。
And so God caused this to happen at a time that He deemed important and critical.
我们通常啊，没有好奇思想的时候，我们就会一直认为说。起初神创造人堕落，然后神在拯救我们。
Now usually, if we're not really thinking that clearly, we may view the history of the world as something like God created human beings fell, and then God had to come and save us.
事实上，这个次序呢是需要再做一个调整的。
Now actually, we need to rearrange the order of this story.
在神创世之前
，and in fact, before God created the universe,
他已经预定。要借着耶稣基督来救我们了。
He already determined and planned that he would come through Jesus Christ to save us.
也就是说，神还没有创造之前呢，他就先预定、预备要救我们了。
In other words, before he had even created anything, he had already decided that he would come to save us.
这个爱是伟大的。
And this is truly a great love.
神的创造也是为我们人类。
Because God's creation was made for us as well.
因为万物。皆备于我，万物都是为人类所造的。
Because all things were prepared for the use of human beings.
人在神的创造当中是中心，是杰作，是最后的一个高峰。
And as human beings, we are the conclusion and the finale and the high point of God's creation.
这些都是为人所准备的。
Now all these things were that we have were created for us.
那么神还没有创造之前呢？
But before God created anything,
他已经先准备怎么爱我们，怎么样来为我们预备救恩了。
He had already planned out how he would love us and how he would show his salvation for us.
这就是神的爱。
This is the nature of God's love.
神的爱是没有条件的。
God's love is unconditional.
他不是说我们可爱才爱我们。
He doesn't love us simply because he feels we are worthy of love.
当我们人都还在可恶。该死的时候，他已经爱我们了。
But instead, when we were despised and deserved to die, he already loved us.
所以他的爱是没有条件的。
So his love is without condition.
他的爱也是主动的。
Now his love is also an active kind of love.
他不是等候我们成为一个可爱的人，已经圣洁了，他才爱我们。
God doesn't wait, withhold his love and wait till we are holy or lovable. He already loved us.
虽然我们还是全身污秽。
Even though we are still covered in filth,
他有超越的接纳。
God has a truly a surpassing ability to accept us.
他爱我们。
And because he loves us.
神的爱是完全的。
God's love is perfect.
是彻底的。
It is a thoroughgoing love.
所谓完全，他不是只有爱我们肉体。
By perfect or whole, complete, we mean that he does not simply love our physical selves.
他也爱我们的灵魂。
But he loves our souls as well.
是彻底的。
And God's love is a very thoroughgoing love.
最大的爱就是为朋友牺牲生命。
Because he showed that the greatest love is the love for which a person will give up his life for his friend.
更伟大的爱是为罪人来死。
But an even greater love is the love for which a man will die for another guilty man.
所以每次我们去思想，主耶稣要赎回我们的生命，他付出他的生命来。
So whenever we think about the fact that to redeem our lives, God had to pay with his own life.
有很多年轻人啊，非常轻贱他的生命。
Now, today there are a lot of young people who take their own lives very lightly.
他不懂得神的爱有多伟大。
Because they do not understand the experience, the magnitude of God's love.
有很多人遭遇人生的困难。的时候呢，他就不想活的。
There are a lot of people when they face great difficulties in life lose their will to live.
因为他不懂得神的爱。
Because they do not yet understand the love of God.
他怎么爱我们？
Now how does God love us?
我们的生命何等的价值？
And how valuable our lives are.
我们生命的价值是需要以基督耶稣的生命才能够换回来的。
And we know our lives are valuable because it took the life of Christ himself as a trade for our own lives.
2000年前他就为我们付出了。
2000 years ago, Jesus paid this price for us.
所以很多时候当我们将冷静去思想，我们就受到很大的激励。
So often when we quiet our minds and think about this carefully, we become very moved by this love.
神的爱啊，是有权柄的。
God's love is a love that is full of power. Because he died for us.
并且呢,又复活,
and not only that, he also resurrected for us.
能够使我们将来也能够复活,
so that one day we also would have the power of resurrection.
这个世界上有很多爱我们的人。
Now in this world, there are lots of people who may love us.
可是呢,他很多的爱呢,是我们爱他,他才爱我们。
But a lot of people love us only because we love them too.
是有条件的。
And these loves are filled with conditions.
有时候是被动的。
And sometimes other people love us with a passive kind of love.
他爱我们,但是他爱的是一点点,不是完全。
Well, even though a person may love us, they may only love us a little bit and not entirely.
虽然他爱我们,可是他没有权柄。
And even though a person may love us, they may not have any power in that love.
像早上小弟也有见证了。
This morning, you heard my testimony.
我的父亲虽然很爱我的妈妈,
even though my father truly loved my mother,
但是他的爱没有力量,
his love did not have any power in it.
他只能够表达他的内心的爱, 爱的意思是什么?
He could only express the love that he felt for her.
他能够做的是相当有限的,
but what he could do was quite limited.
所以一个人生命里头如果有神的爱, 是有权柄的爱, 那么他是何等的幸福。
So if a person in their life has the love of God, which is filled with power, then how blessed would that person's life be?
你的先生啊，可能跟你有海誓山盟之后才结婚的。
Now maybe you and your husband got married after a lengthy process.
可是他不一定能够爱你到永远。
But the love that you have will not last forever.
因为当他离开的时候
，because when your husband leaves，
他就不再能够爱你的。
Even though your love may be long-lasting, at death he was no longer able to love you.
神借着耶利米先知说
，Now God spoke through the mouth of the prophet Jeremiah.
他要用永远的爱来爱我们。
God said, "I will love you with an everlasting love."
所以啊，我们今天要好好思考一下。
So today, let us think well upon this.
我们认识神的爱。
Once we know the love of God,
神的爱是完全的,
we know that God's love is complete,
是主动的,
it is an active love,
是没有条件的,
it is an unconditional love,
是彻底的,
and it is a thoroughgoing love,
是有权柄的,
it is a powerful love,
是永远的,
it is an eternal love,
你的先生不能爱你到永远,
and your husband will not be able to love you forever,
你的父母可能比你早先离开,
your parents may leave this world before you do.
那如果你一生都是依赖你父母的爱,那么当他们离开的时候,你到底有什么盼望呢?
If you rely on your parents' love your whole life long, what will you do when they leave you?
所以啊,我们的生命里头不能够没有神的爱。
So we know that in our life we cannot be without the love of God.
神的爱也是圣洁的。
Now, God's love is also a holy love.
我们今天有很多人年轻人。
Now there are a lot of young people among us today.
只要我喜欢,有什么不可以?
And a lot of young people who feel like, well, if it makes me happy, why shouldn't I do it?
所以有在流行所谓的网络的一夜情。
And so we also hear about these internet one-night stands.
哎，两个人呐，在通这个 email 通来通去，这交成朋友了，然后就邀约到旅馆去了。
Since people often may communicate over the internet and arrange a date to meet somewhere.
甚至呢，对方真实的姓名都不知道。
And they often will meet even without knowing what the other person's real name is.
并没有用圣洁跟尊贵来守着他的身体。
They have not used holiness and honor to guard their own bodies.
随意的放纵。
But instead, many people simply give free rein to their passions.
跟着他的感觉在走。
And they simply they simply do according to how they subjectively feel.
随着社会的潮流来生活。
Or they live according to the waves and trends that they see around them in the world.
到最后就要葬身啊，在罪海里面。
But in the end, these kind of people will drown in a sea of sin.
我们今天要追求的是圣洁的爱。
So what we need to look for today instead is a holy love.
圣洁的爱是从神来的。
The holy love comes from God.
神是爱。
Because God is love.
神是圣洁的。
And God is holy.
所以他的爱是圣洁。
So his love is holy.
圣洁的爱才能够造就生命。
Because only a holy life promotes life.
污秽的爱残害生命。
And a filthy kind of love damages life.
这是我们今天啊年轻人应当要明白的地方。
And this is something that all of our young people should understand very clearly.
神圣洁的爱催促我们要追求圣洁。
God's love, which is holy, spurs us on to our own holiness.
小弟啊，有注目过台湾的一间男子教会。
Now I was once in charge of pastoring a church in Taiwan called Nanzi Church.
那里有一位陈老弟兄。
There is an old brother there named Brother Chen.
这个陈老弟兄啊，说起来当然的这个晚年啊，非常的这个凄凉啊。
And if you look at his life, you might feel very badly for how tragic his later life was.
啊，因为他出门的时候啊，这个皮带这边啊都要带着一个塑胶袋。
Because everywhere he goes, he carries on his belt a plastic bag.
我们男生出门的时候都有一个皮夹子，对不对？皮带，但是他有一个塑胶袋。
Now, usually when men go out, they'll have a wallet, but he actually has a plastic kind of bag with him.
为什么会这样呢？
Now, why does he carry this plastic bag around with him?
因为他全身啊，五脏内腑啊，大概都坏了。都有病啊。
Because he has a lot of problems with his internal organs.
而且呢，医生啊，在他肚子旁边呢、啊，就挖了一个洞，就通了一根那个橡胶管、橡皮管哦，把它通出来这个塑胶袋，因为那里头有很多的脓水要引流出来啊，他很可怜啊。
And so the doctors cut open a hole in his side, into which they stuck a rubber tube to draw out all of the impure kinds of liquids inside of him.
那加上他的孩子啊，因为也不是信耶稣的哈，他也不能够孝顺他的父母亲。
Now, not only that, his children did not believe in Christ and were not good to their parents.
那这个陈老弟兄啊，他信主之前就是这种情况。
And this was the kind of life that Brother Chen had before he came to Christ.
孩子也不孝顺，身体全身都是病。
His children had left him, and his body was full of disease.
他不懂得这个世界上还有谁爱他。
He could not imagine that anyone in this world could ever love him.
他感受不到爱。
Because he felt no love in his life.
他觉得没有活下去的意义啊。
And he felt that there was no reason for him to go on living.
他不想活了。
He did not wish to live any longer.
所以他就开始啊，寻找一些啊，会结束他生命的一些做法。
And so he started to seek out methods by which he could terminate his life.
他听人家说。
He heard a person say,
这个吃那个红柿子啊，还有配米酒啊，这样两个东西吃了之后呢，这个在肚子里面啊，会产生这个相克，然后会中毒身亡。他就想要试试这个方法。
Someone told him, if you eat red pomegranates and down it with some rice wine, these things will clash inside of your body and may end your life soon.
所以他就一手拿着这个米酒，一手拿着这个柿子。
And so he took the wine in one hand, the pomegranates in the other hand.
到那个男子那个附近啊，有一个高速公路的那个交流道，就到那旁边去啊。一面喝酒一面吃柿子哦，那么喝酒的时候不晓得是不是有中秋月啊？那如果有中秋月的话，那就可以举杯邀明月啊，这个对影成两人啊，对影成三人，一边喝米酒一边吃柿子啊，在那边吃啊，他想赶快这样可以上路啊。
And so he took the wine in one hand and he took this fruit in the other hand. He went to an off ramp on the freeway and he thought, well, maybe if I have my last meal here, I can look at the moon and sing to the moon while I'm ending my life.
好了，那么这个酒也喝完了，这个红柿子呢也吃光了。
So he finished the wine and he also finished the fruit.
结果他就睡着了。
And he fell asleep.
就后来就听到有一个那个车子啊经过一个窟窿的那个声音，哐一声啊，他就醒过来。
And he suddenly he was woken up from his slumber by the sound of a passing car.
啊，他自己想说，那这个阴间地府已经到了，这个车子已经停下来了，他以为是已经到了啊。所以他就看看手表，结果早晨六点还在男子的交流道那个地方。并没有到阴间地府去。
He heard a car stop, and he thought, "Well, I must be in the underworld already. The car has stopped. I can get out." But he looked up and looked at the time and saw that it was 6 a.m. the next morning, and that he was still on the same freeway off ramp.
好了，那么他就在想说，要不然啊，买那个毒老鼠的药来吃一吃啊。把自己 毒死了。
So this didn't work. Then he thought to himself, maybe I should go and buy some rat poison, and then I can take it and die.
那么他就先放在那个墙角啊，给那个老鼠吃。
He bought some rat poison. And he first placed some in the corner by a wall and watched to see if the rats would eat it.
看到那个老鼠吃了之后一直发抖发抖一直发抖抖了很久啊挣扎了很久才死掉他说这个太痛苦了
So a rat came up, ate the poison, and the rat was trembling and kept shaking for a long time before it died. So he thought to himself, oh, this involves too much suffering.
第三个方法。
Then he thought of a third idea.
他想要用那个布条筋啊，绑他的脖子上吊。
He wanted to use a strip of cloth and hang himself.
他想说这样一定是万无一失的。
He thought, oh, I'm sure this method will work this time.
就到他们家后面呢、啊，有一个鸡舍啊，已经有十几年没有用了，他就吊上去了。
And so he went to the rear of his house, fastened the rope to a structure and hung himself.
当他把这个椅子踢掉的时候，整个就拉紧的时候，这个要勒紧他的这个脖子，但是想不到那个整个屋顶就塌下来。
So he got everything ready and kicked out the chair that was under him and started to suffocate. But he never expected that while he hung there, the entire roof would collapse and he fell to the ground.
因为神要爱他。
And all this happened because God wanted to love him.
就是这个样子哦，那个整个屋顶塌下来，那个声音很大，就是因为这样他得救了。
And he was saved only because the roof collapsed and it made a huge noise.
因为他邻居哦，有一位丁太太啊，她跑过来说：“哎呀，你不要这样，修短见，你跟我到教会去。”
And one of his neighbors, a Miss Ding, heard the sound and came over and said, "Oh, what are you doing? Don't do this. Why don't you come to church with me instead?"
活不下去是很痛苦了，但是死不了更痛苦啊。
Now, it's really involves a lot of suffering if you do not have the will to live, but it's even worse if you want to die and cannot die.
没有耶稣的爱，体会不到神的爱是很痛苦的。
And because he lacked the love of Jesus Christ, he could not feel any love and was in great suffering.
他不知道这个天地间还有谁爱他。
He couldn't imagine that anyone in this world could still love him.
所以他不想活。
And so he lost his will to live.
那么他到教会来了。
And so then in the end he came to church.
感谢主啊，神爱他。
And we praise God that God truly loved him.
他来参加灵恩布道也受圣灵了。
He came to the spiritual convocation and received the Holy Spirit.
后来他也受洗了。
And later he was baptized.
那么这个陈老弟兄呢，他受洗完之后，他天天快乐。
Now after he was baptized, he was very joyful every day.
哦，耶稣爱我。
Because he knew that Jesus loves me.
他变成很快乐。
And he became a very happy person.
他每天呢就踩着脚踏车。
And so every day he would ride his bike.
带着教会的传单。
And bring pamphlets from the church.
啊，到很多地方去啊，找他的老朋友。
And go ride all over and seek out his old friends.
啊，去做见证。
And to give his testimony to them.
很多朋友想说这个人应该早就不在了，怎么还活着呢？
Now a lot of his old friends thought, oh, we thought you were dead a long time ago. And
啊，还这么快乐？
And how come you're still alive and you're so happy?
所以他就做见证了。
And so he testified to them.
啊，我发现这天地间还有神爱我。
And what he said to them was, I really discovered that in this vast universe, there is still someone, a God, who loves me.
所以我现在有活下去的勇气了。
And this is why I have the courage to live on.
虽然他的病情啊，并没有马上好转。
Now even though his illness did not see any immediate recovery,
但是他感受到神爱他。
But he felt, experienced that God loved him.
他也因这个带领了他的朋友来信主。
And he brought many of his friends to come to believe in the Lord.
所以他后来剩下的那几年的生命呢，他天天喜乐，为主耶稣做见证。
And so in the latter years of his life, he was joyful every day and testified to the grace of the Lord.
他原来不晓得还有人爱他。
Now originally he did not know that there was still someone who loved him.
但是后来他发现了。
But later on he discovered
神一直爱他。
That God had always loved him.
只是他不明白而已。
And it was only that he did not realize this before.
因此我们今天要认识神的爱。
Now so today it's important for us to come to know the love of God.
这样我们才能够享受神的爱。
So that we can enjoy his love.
小弟啊，在教会里面碰到一位老姊妹。
And once I met an old sister in the church.
那么这个老姊妹说来，她的身世也是非常的可怜呢。
And she had also had quite a difficult life.
啊，她在几年前信主了。
And she had come to believe in the Lord a few years ago.
她的遭遇是这样的。
And this is her story.
年轻时候啊，她的身体不好。
When she was in poor health when she was young.
那么她嫁到一个家庭去。
And she was married off to another family.
那在台湾的这个传统的家庭啊， 他们这个娶媳妇进来的话呢，他们也是希望这个媳妇啊能够耕田呐、啊，一起来工作的。
Now in a traditional Chinese society, when a wife was brought into the family, it was also hoped that she would be able to help with the farming and the tilling of the soil.
所以现在很多小姐啊都要就要苗条，对不对？我跟你讲，如果三十年前你就嫁不到人了、啊，他们就要找那个身材啊魁壮的，这个、啊、嫁过来才会生孩子，而且啊才能够做田耕田啊。
Nowadays, a lot of young girls or women like to be very thin. But in the past, if it was 30 years ago, these kind of women would never find a husband because what they were looking for was someone who was tough and sturdy, who could bear children and could work the fields.
好，那么她身体不健壮，常常都有病，所以她的那个婆婆呢就不喜欢她。
And because she was in poor health, her mother-in-law really disliked her.
就逼迫她，然后呢，后来她就离开家里，就独自一个人到城市去生活。
And started to be abusive towards her, and in the end, the sister left the family and went into the city to live on her own.
这是差不多三十多年前的事情。
And all this happened over 30 years ago.
她已经生了三个孩子喽。
And by this point, she had three children.
但是婆婆逼迫她，不得已她就离开家庭。
But had been forced out of her own home by her mother-in-law.
那么她的生活就是帮人家这个洗衣服啦、煮饭啦、清扫啦，这样的过生活。
And she made a living by doing other people's housekeeping, by cooking, by doing their laundry.
她曾经肚子饿，没有钱买东西吃啊，就舀那个水缸里面的那个水，生水啊。舀起来一直喝到饱，所以她的胃啊就坏掉了，胃就坏掉了。
And once she was so hungry, but she had no money to buy food, and all she could do was to take the water from the cistern and to drink until she was filled. And in this way, she actually ruined her stomach.
那几年之后，她的婆婆过世了。
After a few years, her mother-in-law died.
那么她的先生就把她接回去。
And her husband brought her back.
她心里想说啊。现在我可以啊，这个啊，过着这个团圆啊，幸福的生活。
And at that point, she thought to herself, "Now I at last can have a family life again."
但是呢，没有几年，她的先生又过世了。
But after a few years, her husband died too.
然后她必须要工作来抚养她三个孩子长大。
And she had to continue working to support her three children.
啊，经过一段很长的时间这样挣扎努力啊，那她孩子都长大了。
After many years of struggle, her children finally grew up.
那么她心想说：“我现在呢，可以啊，来依靠我的孩子生活了。”
And she thought to herself, "Now I can at last rely on my children for my daily life."
但是呢，结果呢，意想不到，三个孩子里面有两个孩子靠着赌博在生活。
But what she didn't know was that two of her children had become big gamblers.
并且赌到最后欠了那个债务。还要他去帮佣工作来还债。
And they owed so much money as a result of their gambling that the mother, in the end, had to be to work in another people's homes as a servant to help pay the debt.
他有一个晚上啊，他有那个黑道的那个人流氓啊，进到他家里来，把他的那个家具什么东西都翻倒了。
And one day, some of these ruffians came into her home, and they overturned all the furniture in her house.
哦，还拿那个枪啊，出来啊，恐吓她。你的孩子赌博，你的孩子欠我们40万，你要还过来，不然的话给你好看。这样恐吓她，她想去帮佣来还那个钱。
And after they did this, they threatened her at gunpoint and said, "Your husband, your son, your children owe us." Tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. If they don't pay, this is what we'll do to them. And so she had to become a hired servant in their homes to pay this debt.
你看，先生不能依靠，孩子也不能依靠。
So in the end, she was unable to rely on either her husband or her children.
所以她每天都是很难过、很痛苦的过生活。
And so every day was torturous to her.
那么她有一天呢、啊，我们有一个姐妹就跟她讲说：“我看你这样忧愁满面哦，你到底是什么事情？”
One day, a church sister who knew her said to her, "You look so sad every day. What's the situation?"
后来带她到教会来。
And later on, this sister brought her to church.
啊，非常奇妙的。
And very wondrously,
她一到会堂的时候就感受到。好像有神跟他同在的感觉。
As soon as she walked into the chapel, she felt the presence of God with her.
她内心有很多的痛苦啊。
And even though she had a lot of sorrow and troubles in her heart,
她参加布道会啊，这个布道会文的时候到前面祷告。
And because of this, she came to the front to pray during the evangelical service.
一跪下去就是放声大哭了。
As soon as she knelt down, she started to weep very loudly.
她就喊着说。主耶稣，你可怜我，可怜我，你知道我很痛苦啊。
And she said, she prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, please have mercy on me. You know how much I've suffered.
那主耶稣真的爱她。
And the Lord truly did love her.
从天上有一个荣光，一道荣光这样照下来，让她看见。
There was a glorious light that shone from heaven into her.
然后呢，她又受圣灵，灵言很流利的这样讲出来。
And she received the Holy Spirit and spoke very fluently in tongues.
她的那个眉头啊，本来是合在一起，现在就打开了。
And her brow, which was formerly knitted together with her troubles, was now finally smoothened.
但是呢，她两个孩子在赌博。
But she still had the problem of the gambling of two of her children. So what was she going to do?
大家鼓励她要为孩子祷告。
Everyone encouraged her to pray for her children.
她受洗完之后的更有信心。
So after she was baptized, she had renewed faith.
经过一段时间的祷告。
And after a period of praying for her children,
她一个孩子回头过来。
One of her children turned back from his lifestyle.
那个孩子回到家里来啊，跪在她面前向她认罪。
And the child came back home, knelt before her and confessed, admitted all of his wrongdoing.
主耶稣感动他。
And because the Lord Jesus had moved him,
让他回转了。
So that he would turn back.
她很高兴。
And this made her very happy.
那么这个孩子呢，后来他参加国家所办的那个电脑的这个训练，记忆训练。
Now later on, this child of hers participated in a government computer training program.
也有主耶稣的恩典。
And this was all through the grace of the Lord.
因为呢，他竟然呢、啊、参加了国家的这个电脑工程师的考试，他一次拿到两个工程师的牌照。
And because God's grace was with him, he took this national exam for computer engineers, and in one exam, he received two licenses simultaneously.
台湾有一个国家所这个办理的一个资策会啊，资讯发展政策委员会，它是国家的这个电脑发展的一个这样的一个组织哈、啊，它所办的这个训练呢，从以前到现在只有两个人。只有两个人一次考试拿两张的取得两张的这个电脑工程师的执照，只有两个，他是第二个。
Now this exam was given under the auspices of a national council dedicated to the promotion of high tech policy, and there were only two people in the entire history of these exams who had gotten two licenses at once, and her son was one of these two successful candidates.
并且他这两科考试通通是满分，是第一个人，以前没有人满分，只有他一个人满，两个都满分。
And in addition, he was the first and only person ever to receive full marks on these exams.
那么他是读什么出身的呢？
Now what had this son originally been studying?
他在大学是读韩国语文学系，跟电脑一点都没有关系。
The son had actually been aKorean language major in college, and so what he studied before had absolutely nothing to do with this computer exam.
而且他为什么会去学电脑？
And why is it that he went to study computers?
因为他家里的电脑坏掉了。
He only did this because their computer was broken at home.
他去请一个人来修理。
And he asked a repairman to come to their house.
他不会，他连那个开机都不会开啊！但是他还是在用的，他不会开机啊。
And originally, they didn't really know, the mother didn't know how to use the computer or even turn it on.
那一个人来修理的时候，就在键盘上叭叭叭叭叭叭叭叭叭，好了，啊，那么快啊，好了，多少钱？500块。这下面要500块。
And so when the repairman came to their house, he simply fiddled with the keyboard a bit and then said, oh, I fixed your problem. That'll be 500
Taiwanese dollars. So he said, 他这样过过过就500块啊
And so the child was actually, the son was actually so furious that this person had simply tapped on the keyboard a few times and was charging them $500 that he said, well, I'm going to learn how to do this too so that someday when I do this and someone asks me how much it costs, I'll say, I'll fix it for you for free.
他学了8个月
And so he took courses for 8 months.
跟他一起学的有那个大学的那个 资讯啊，电脑的那个硕士啦， 还有其他很多大学生跟他一起学， 啊， 但是只有他一次考两科， 通通满分， 拿2个工程师的牌照。
And so he's in this 8 month course, many of his fellow students had master's degrees in information science and so forth, but at the end of the period, he was the only one who was able to achieve perfect scores on both of these national exams.
一个是那个网际网络的这个工程师，一个是固网的工程师。
And he received two licenses. One
资料库，一个是internet的工程师，另外一个是资料库的工程师。
With regard to web engineering, and the other was with regard to database management.
他考过之后，隔天有50几家的公司要来网罗他，要争取他。
And the day after he took these exams, over 50 companies came to recruit him.
因为他回头之后，他妈妈有跟他见证，所以他就慢慢有到教会来慕道。
And after he had turned around in his life, his mother continued to testify to him. So he had been coming to church at that time.
并且呢，他自己这样见证。
And he himself made this testimony.
他说，这个都是主耶稣给我的。
He said, everything I have was given to me by the Lord Jesus.
最近我们家里有很多主的恩典。
And recently there's been so much grace from the Lord in our family.
这都是主耶稣给我的。
And everything was given by the Lord Jesus.
他很谦卑的，归荣耀给神。
And he was very humble and gave all the glory to God.
他也知道他的妈妈为他祷告了这么久。
He also realized how long his mother had been praying for him.
所以他参加我们布道会，他有受圣灵了。
And so during the evangelical service, he also received the Holy Spirit.
那么他现在带领他的太太跟他的孩子也在台湾的教会在慕道。
And so now, along with his wife and his children, he is continuing to seek after the gospel in her churches in Taiwan.
最高兴的就是他的妈妈。
And the one who is happiest is his own mother.
所以他的妈妈见证说不完，她说主耶稣真的爱我。
And so his mother can never stop telling her story because she says that the Lord loves me so much.
我们人生真的不能没有神的爱啊。
And so we truly cannot do without the love of God in our life.
因为生命有爱，有神的爱，这个生命才有意义。
Because only if a life has the love of God in it, will that life be meaningful.
所以我们要求圣灵的充满。
So let us seek for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会把神的爱浇灌在我们内心。
Because the Holy Spirit will pour the love of God into our hearts.
还有我们要保守在神的爱里面。
And let us keep ourselves within the love of the Lord.
不要从恩典中来坠落了。
And not fall out of grace. And we should always draw nearer to God. And to keep the word. And in this way, we will continue to live in His love. And to truly enjoy His love. And so the message I've delivered today.
生命的意义要享受神的爱。
Let's us know that the first meaning of life is to enjoy the love of God.
这个我们已经享受了。
Now we already are enjoying this love.
不要再软弱。
So let us no longer be weak.
不要再离开了。
Let us no longer leave His presence.
要更加的热心来服侍主。
But instead, let us be even more zealous in serving Him.
就像摩西所说的， 让我们一生能够饱饱的， 来得到神的爱。
Just as Moses said, may my life be filled to completeness with your love.